Welcome once again to Turner Rejected Movies, where we watch and discuss the long history of films rejected by Hollywood. The year was 1999. The formula for so-called Oscar bait had well been established. Director Joe Minestrone believed his ticket to Oscar gold was the true story of Howard Hickey, a young man who was inspired by the space race of the 1950s to leave his coal mining town of Bleakington, West Virginia, and become an astronaut. His film didn't test well and was promptly shelved by producers. But today, we will judge for ourselves. Here is Rocket Boy.
That's my son out there. My good son. Go throw the ball. Now catch the ball. Now throw the ball again. Yeah, football. Other son, give me another beer.
Daddy, why don't you love me like you love Skip?
Well, you don't throw the ball, Howard. You just sit there and stare at them communists in space.
It's called Sputnik, Dad. And I want to go to...
Don't you start that space talk with me, young man. In this here town, you either get a football scholarship or you work in the coal mines like everybody else. That's your choice. Black lung or CTE brain damage. Now get me another goddamn beer.
Son, let's just watch your brother throw the ball. Let your daddy drink. He only does it because you disappoint him.
Hello, Howard.
Hi, Miss Rita.
Howard, I saw you playing with your rocket outside my house the other day.
It wasn't like that. I had a squirrel in my pants.
Well, you must really love outer space.
Oh, yeah. That rocket. You know, I was just tinkering is all. Why do you ask, Miss Rita?
Well, I just saw that Wernher von Braun on the TV. I know he's your hero.
Wernher von Braun. Could you imagine it? Being so good at making rockets that everybody just ignores all the Nazi war crimes?
Is that what you want to do someday?
Give me some napalm and an overactive imagination, there's no telling what I'll do.
No. Rockets. Do you want to be an astronaut?
Miss Rita, can I tell you something?
Of course, sweetie.
I want to build a rocket. And I want to launch that rocket. And I want to take that rocket to the sun. Nobody thinks I can do it. They all say it's a silly little idea that I'll just incinerate before I reach the surface, but it's my dream. If only Daddy would understand.
Now you listen to me, Howard. You only get one life, and it can end at any moment. You go chase that dream, Howard. You go to the sun.
I can't believe you did it, Howard. You're finally going to the sun.
Mama, I'm so glad you believed in me. I just wish Daddy were here.
Well, he drank himself to sleep on the dining room floor on account of how you're killing him inside. But don't let that ruin your big day. Go on, make a speech.
Thanks to everyone for gathering here. I have spent many jump cuts making this rocket, and I'm ready to fire it off. I just want to dedicate this launch to my brother Skip, my mama, and...
Hello, son. I thought I would acknowledge you today.
My dad. Thank you for supporting my dream, Daddy.
A toast to my little boy. He's about to be the first man on the sun.
Only one thing left to do. 10, 9, 8, 7.
This part of the movie was destroyed by its filmmakers due to the poor reception at test screenings. Supposedly, they reshot the ending where he planted an American flag on the surface of the sun, but the footage is unfortunately lost, as is the original ending that was more accurate to the true story. Of course, we all know that the real Howard Hickey never accomplished his goal. After he ignited his rocket, he burnt off his skin and spent the rest of his life as a feral, hairless freak who roamed the depths of the West Virginia coal mines, feeding off dead canaries and any miner unfortunate enough to enter his nesting grounds. Good night.